Tribes, Chapter 2. Suddenly a howling began from somewhere in the darkness close by. A howling like a wolf. It was a sound that sent shivers all through Kevin, setting the hairs on the back of his neck on edge. The rebels, advancing upon him, stopped. Kevin could see something in their eyes as they flicked from him to the blackness surrounding them. What was it? Apprehension? No, it was fear. Kevin tensed too. Was this another threat to him? The howling came again, echoing eerily round the car park. One voice was all at once joined by many, a whole chorus of howling predators. It had to be another gang, thought Kevin. Good. Let them knock holes out of each other. It might give him a chance to get away. Then, without warning, the howling became a charging roar, and through the blackness, figures emerged, racing towards the rebels, black-jacketed figures like panthers. The rebels turned from Kevin and they began roaring too, heading straight towards the charging herd. Kevin was ready to make his move as soon as they did. He leapt for the exit door, but too late. Two boys fell against it, snarled up together, barring his way. Kevin stepped back. He was determined to keep out of it. It wasn't his battle. He just wanted a way to safety. Home. The black jackets were getting the better of the rebels. Kevin looked for another way out of the car park. A path through them. They'd never noticed him going in the middle of all this. Someone did. He was suddenly gripped by the throat and thrown to the ground. His head cracked against concrete. You did this. Kevin recognised that voice. It was the leader of the rebels. But did what? What was he talking about? The other boy was on him, his fist held in mid-air, ready to strike. You led us here, didn't you? You're one of them. This was an ambush. An ambush? This boy had been watching too many cowboy videos. Kevin would have told him that, but his mouth was too dry, and all his attention was on that raised fist. That was why he didn't see the kick that sent his attacker flying off him with a cry of pain. Kevin was on his feet in an instant, but so was the rebel leader. His eyes were glittering with anger, or were they perhaps tears of pain? He glanced around to see who had kicked him. A small boy, much smaller than Kevin, made a run at the rebel leader, but this time he was ready. He grabbed the boy, threw him to the ground, and as he lay there, lifted his foot, ready to smash it against the boy's head. Kevin didn't even have to think about it. He hurled himself forward, knocking the rebel leader off his feet and to the ground. They rolled together, and Kevin landed a punch on his face. He heard a satisfying yelp of pain, and the boy pushed him off and was on his feet once again. The other rebels had admitted defeat and had begun to run off. The leader had no choice. He was outnumbered. He backed away warily, his eyes never leaving Kevin. You watch your back, pal, 'cause we'll be after you. Then he was off, racing out of the car park along with the defeated rebels. And that defeat would only feed more hate. Kevin stood up, watching after them. He jumped as a hand encircled his shoulders. Don't worry about him. That was McAfee, and they're only the rebels. They're nothing to be scared of. The voice was reassuringly soft. Kevin turned to see who it belonged to. The boy wasn't any taller than Kevin, but there was a presence about him that made him look taller. His eyes were green. Even in the half light, Kevin could see that they reminded him of a cat's. I was blinking afraid of them, he said. The boy smiled. It was the kind of smile you couldn't help responding to. We saved you, didn't we? Kevin stopped smiling. He didn't like the idea of anyone saving him, even if in reality they had. I would have got away from them eventually, he said with a shrug. Yes, in a coffin. The boy laughed and turned to his black-jacketed friends. Hey, boys. Kevin looked around at them as they all joined in the laughter. There were at least seven of them, including the small boy who now stepped forward. He punched Kevin on the shoulder. Thanks for helping me, mate. Save me from a kicking. You're okay. This is Torry, the boy with the dark green eyes said, ruffling the little boy's hair, and my name is Salom. Salom. The name rang a bell with Kevin. He had heard it, seen it. But where? And we are the tribe, he gestured around the rest of the gang with pride. Maybe you've heard of us. Hadn't everyone, Kevin thought. The tribe rules. He could see the graffiti on the walls all around the town. We're the best, Torry told him, and there was a howl of agreement from the rest. Howling seemed to be one of the things the tribe did better than anyone else. I'm Kevin. He held out his hand and immediately felt stupid. It was such a grown-up, nerdy thing to do. But Salam grasped it and held it fast. He was still smiling. Nice to meet you, Kevin. And thanks for... He didn't know what he was thanking them for. He didn't actually believe they had saved him. They'd wanted a fight and had found an opportunity to have one. It was the tribe who should be thanking him. I'd better be getting home, he said. Ooh, will Mummy be angry if you're late? The voice was hostile. A tall, ginger-haired boy came forward. His eyes were hostile too. Hey, Doc, leave Kev be. He helped Tori. Salam patted his shoulder. He's a friend. I'm Fussy, who I call my friend, Doc said. This is Paul Doherty, Kevin. We call him Doc. He's not as friendly as the rest of us, but he's better on your side than against you. Hey, Doc? Yeah, Doc said, still as unfriendly as before. Let him go home. He'll be safe now that they know he's one of us. Kevin snapped back. I'm not one of you. I'm not in a gang, and I don't ever want to be. Salam nudged him. Sure, Kev. Don't listen to Doc. He talks too much. Kevin began to back out of the garage. They were all watching him. Tori gave him a friendly wave. Doc was something approaching hatred in his eyes. And Salam. It was hard to read what was in those smiling eyes. He stood straight, not the tallest of the group, but the one your eyes were always drawn to. Salam. If only Kevin could remember where he had heard that name before.